Okay. Normally, I give you guys content and I'm not really thinking about what I'm saying. And this time, I actually really did some precognition onto what I should actually say that can deliver the most amount of value for you guys. Okay. Most of my podcasts might be like cashews or almonds or a protein shake or a Gatorade. Or maybe some Adderall for your brain, but today I am delivering you the supreme 60 ounces of USDA prime fucking rib, okay? Listen to the end. Actually, I don't want you to listen to the end, because if you're a quitter, go ahead and quit now. Quit now, okay? Most of you guys are quitters. If you're a quitter, just go ahead and stop listening now. You don't deserve to hear what I'm about to fucking say. Your brain cannot register the amount of fucking pure dominance achieved only through, what, assault on your own goddamn psyche, right? Now, look, I'm in this motivational group. We're on a WhatsApp group. There's probably like 50 people in there. Only like less than 10 people actually post regularly. You could say it's like a mastermind group. Which means what? Motivation, success, sharing. You know, and like, what the group is lacking is just ferocious ferocity, you know? The color red, just total savage aggression. You guys are lacking this. Okay. Thank you for posting, heart, heart, heart. Oh, we love you so much. We hope you're going, you know, we hope everything goes well, you know? Okay. There's a lot of that. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, okay, great. You know, that's fucking amazing. You know, but where's the fucking, where's the beef? Where is the steak? Where is the meat of this? Where, you know what I mean? Where is 100-year-old whiskey? You know what I mean? Give me some good shit, right? Give me some expensive shit. Okay, so here you go. Everything in life is a choice or a non-choice, right? Binary, zeros and ones. The problem with the topics of wealth, success, motivation, income is because we realize that most results are effort-based, okay? And you only have to work 40 hours a week, you know? You got too much time. You got too much free time. So what choices in zeros and ones are being programmed into you on a daily repetitive action? If we could literally graph every single choice or non-choice, right? Every single desire, and then what is the mental process, and then what does the body actually do, right? What are the feelings inside? What is the, you know, pleasure received or non-received? And so you have guilty people, and you have lazy people, and you have quitters, and you have do-nothings, and you have people that talk, you know, and then you have people that complain. Then you have motivated people who at least want to, but then they keep falling short of their target, right? They keep, there's something in them just doesn't click. There's no realization of the higher, you know, goal, lifestyle, okay, success, income, everything you want. You got a lot of dudes, you get nervous talking to a girl who's a 9 or a 10. You know when they're a 9 or a 10. They're fucking hot, right? You get nervous, right? You get a little bit choked up. You want the phone number. You don't ask for the phone number. It's not that you consciously said, I choose to fail this goal. You just simply never acted, right? So you gave up by non-action. And it's so easy to do this because on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 0 in effort. It requires no effort to just talk yourself out of something because your brain just shuts off. There really was no choice made. A non-choice is a choice to not choose. This is a problem with the world. I'm sick of all these fucking motivational... Okay, look, yeah, it's nice. You have 5 hours to spend on YouTube. Google, you know, YouTube, Tony Robbins, and you know, all this feel-good shit. It makes you feel good. The problem is you think that feeling good about motivation is actually substitute for taking action and working. And it's not, you know? Because, look, you have a switchboard in your consciousness, in your mind, daily. You have a switchboard. Either all of the numbers are on point, and you're flooded out and you do everything you said you're going to do, because human beings are productive by design. We are. We like to be busy. We like to be seen as someone who is extremely busy, right? That means that person is going places. You have a trust fund baby. You have generational wealth. These people don't have to work anymore. These are probably the most depressed people on the planet. They have nothing to do. Money is not the object, right? Self-esteem and pride through accomplishment, the ascent, the journey, that is what defines us. That's what brings us ultimate pleasure. We are creators by design. We need to create things. It's not really the money. It's the entire experience, the fulfillment, the acquisition, the journey, the struggle, the setbacks, the climb, right? We love a story of a winner. We love the story of an underdog. When it's just an easy victory, you know, a knockout in round one, okay, you know, we'll cheer for them. But that's not going to be, like, remembered in all time, you know. Maybe if the guy is just, you know, undefeated 100-0, maybe that's spectacular to watch. But something in us relates to the struggle. You know what I'm trying to say? Because we understand that it's difficult to overpower the comfortable choice. The comfortable choice is work 20, 30 hours, take it easy, and bum off all of your friends and family. That's the easy choice. Is that a respectable choice? No, nobody respects that person. Okay, we can go up a few octaves, right? We go closer and closer and closer to the more difficult choices, but work. Okay, getting a college degree, working a job, making anywhere from 40 to 80 grand, you know, that's an easy choice. You know, it doesn't really require that much effort. You could get an online degree if you wanted to, if that's all you wanted to do. Make 40 to 80 G's and work as little amount as possible, it wouldn't be that hard. It wouldn't cost that much either, right? You just find the best path to do that and minimize your effort, okay? Is that a fulfilled person? Probably not, but maybe. I don't know. Maybe you just love playing video games and that's all you want to do. So success to you is, how many hours can I play of my games? Maybe the most successful person in the world is the happiest person in the world, right? Because they get what they want. This podcast is not to tell you, like, what your goals should be, income-wise, productivity-wise, amount of hours worked in a day, in a week, in a year. The point of this episode is to give you the fucking overwhelming, you know, aggression to just simply finish what you start. Finish what you said you wanted to do and do what you said. That's it. That's the whole point of this episode. That's self-defined. You define it. You finish what you start. You do what you say you're going to do. And when the thoughts tell you, go ahead and call it quits, or don't ask for the phone number, or don't do this, or don't, you know, wake up, or don't do the extra set. You know, we compare motivation to athletes because the champion mentality pushes through the pain physically. We understand that. Is a physical pain when your muscles are being torn apart, you know? The reason why I'm so amped up right now is because I maxed out deadlifts, you know, 2 days ago, which I haven't done in years. What do you think happened to my body? Completely ripped apart. I was so exhausted the last 2 days. I literally had to sleep like 10 to 12 hours 2 days in a row. Now, I don't want to do that because I have been sleeping 8 hours and waking up super early, but I said, okay, I can justify this because I am driving back home for the holidays. So the variable is that amount of change, right, in the schedule. But, yeah, you know, okay, is the amount of testosterone my body created and growth hormones, is that enough to justify and compensate for the time sleeping and the extra amount of time? I think so, yes. I think so, yes, because the testosterone is what gives you the biochemical power, and it's a feeling of just total power, right? Total power. Power comes from what? Comes from strength. Strength comes from what? Being torn apart and healing through it and rebuilding the new muscle, right? Anyways, I hope this is relatable, but it's like, you know what you need to do. And most of the time, if you really want to have success in your mind, you need to program it in your body. You know, and that really is tied into, like, your physical self, you know, but that's on you, right? Do what you say you're going to do, finish what you start,